You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle, War Report family? It's your guy, Ike Jones, back with another morning drop. And today, the transfer portal is officially open. Let's talk about how we arrived at where we are with our transfer portal status. And what are some prospects for Auburn coming up here in the future? Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Let's drop it on them.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning Drop. It is Tuesday, April the 16th, and your guy Ike Jones is back in here talking a little Auburn football today. Hopefully everybody's week again is going off to a fantabulous start. The transfer portal is open, and so it's time for new people to declare for the transfer portal. As I am recording this right now, no new Auburn Tigers have entered the portal, but I don't expect that to be the case as the portal starts to roll around and more opportunities present themselves. I do expect some people, and I've already talked about some of the guys that I expect to enter the transfer portal. You can go back and watch those previous morning drops for offensive and defensive players that I expect to enter the portal. More confident about some of them than I am about others, but we will see here in short order how that works out. I don't expect all of them to just hit immediately. Some of them, anyway. But yeah, let's go back and let's talk about what's happened already. Before we get into the conversation, definitely want you all to go out here and share the conversation with somebody else. Make sure you're doing that so that we can get more people involved and more voices here. Listen, just because I don't agree with everybody's takes on everything doesn't mean I don't want to hear what you have to say about it. So, don't feel like just because if you comment on a video and I rebut something that I'm tired of you talking. I want you to give your opinions, and I want to have healthy conversations around these things. I don't have all the answers. I just have a bunch of opinions about things, and I'd love to hear what you all have to say about things, because that is what makes everything wonderful out here in these streets. So let's go ahead and talk about kind of where we are right now. Just kind of recapping the transfer portal as it stands for Auburn, people that we've had that have exited the program, and folks that have come in. Starting all the way back in December, Steven Johnson left Auburn in the transfer portal. He is currently committed to play at McNeese State. So he found a new home for himself. Congrats to that young man. Steven Sings, in early December, also decided to hit the transfer portal. As of yet, he has not found a new spot for himself to land. Aniche Sledge, back in December as well, left for the transfer portal, and he ended up at Illinois. So congrats to him. Jair Shorter left in late December, and he found a home in Memphis. Malcolm Johnson Jr., the wide receiver, went over to Bowling Green after he left in late December. And Omari Kelly closes out the December departures, and he is now at Middle Tennessee State. I take that back. It does not close out the December departures. Tyler Fromm also left in December. He is now at Georgia Southern. I think that closed out the people who had enrolled somewhere already. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Tyler Fromm is now at Georgia Southern. He left in December as well. Marquise Gilbert has not yet found a new home for himself. The safety who transferred out in December, not yet found a new spot for himself anywhere, but hopefully he is going to be able to do that sometime soon here during this second window. Moving forward into January, Wilkie Dinaud hit the transfer portal. He is now at Mississippi State. So congrats to him for getting another SEC landing spot as well. Austin Osberry left Auburn and is now enrolled at LSU. Jarvarius Johnson left, has yet to find a new spot for himself. Interesting, Var was actually the leading wide receiver in yardage last couple of seasons for Auburn, but yet to find a new home for himself. Robbie Ashford left Auburn and is now at South Carolina competing for that starting spot at a quarterback over there. So congrats, as always, to Robbie Ashford for that. Then you had a pair of Tigers leave in mid-January, both landing at NC State. That's Cam Riley and Donovan Kaufman, both at North Carolina State now. That's it for the guys who left in the transfer portal. You know, and if Auburn fans are being honest with themselves, there's not a lot of productivity that walked out of the door. A lot of potential, but not a lot of productivity. I think the departure of Donovan Kaufman and Cam Riley, for me, were some of the bigger ones late in the portal season going into the spring. You thought you were going to have those guys there and be a part of your defensive lineup, Cam Riley likely moving out to be an outside linebacker and Donovan Kaufman continuing to fill out that safety room. But, you know, got some good players back in the portal, and we'll talk about those here in just a second. Wilkie Dinaud and Steven Johnson were young players that I thought were going to factor in heavily coming into the future for the defensive line rotation, but they decided to go elsewhere, as well as Aniche Sledge. He was a guy who I was really high on and thought he was going to be able to come in just from a physicality standpoint. He looked the part, thought he was going to be able to come in and make a difference on that interior defensive line. Didn't work out for him at Auburn. So congrats to all of those young men who have left and found other homes, and hopefully the other guys who are in the portal will find a place for themselves. I don't see a path for any of them coming back to Auburn out of the transfer portal. The ones that have not found a place, just because of the needs of the team, I don't think we have needs in the defensive backfield, which most of those guys are, or at the slot receiver for a guy like Var to be able to come back. So I think that they are going to have to, you know, find collegiate success somewhere else if they've entered the transfer portal at this point in time for where they are. But again, congratulations to those young men who did find a place, and hopefully the rest of them will be able to find something for themselves. Now let's go back and talk about the guys who came into Auburn from the transfer portal and what did Auburn gain there. First and foremost, the first signing from the transfer portal was Rico Walker, the tight end. Now, Rico Walker is a guy who I think is suited well for this Hugh Freeze offense at the tight end. You know, you're only going to have Rivaldo Fairweather for one more season. Rico Walker is more of the pass catching type of tight end, big body, large catch radius, speed from the tight end position, physicality from the tight end position that you want to have with the Coach Hugh Freeze offense. So looking forward to seeing how he progresses within this offense and how Coach Freeze and company intend to utilize him within the offense. The next signing, which was an underrated signing. I think at the time, a lot of people weren't super impressed by it. There were people who were optimistic about it, but I think he showed in the A-Day game that he is going to be a guy who can pay some dividends for this Auburn football team, and that is the wide receiver, Robert Lewis. Robert Lewis is a guy who can play both the slot and the outside receiver, likely will be playing a lot of outside receiver for Auburn this season as they try to figure out who are going to be the solid four, the two deep at the two outside receiver positions. He factors in very heavily for that. So looking forward to seeing where Robert Lewis pans out. Next up, you have the linebacker coming in from Duke, and that is Dorian Mousey. Mousey's brings in a lot of snaps and a lot of experience into that linebacker room, a room that I feel like is one of the better rooms. Like, if we just fast forward, rewind back a couple of years ago, linebacker room was in shambles, and we were going into last season saying, man, I don't know what we're going to have in that linebacker room. Coming out of the final year of Harsin slash interim situation with Caddy, that linebacker room was not something that Auburn fans could look at and be proud of. Right now, I think it's one of the stronger rooms on the defense, and Mousey gives some additional experience and depth for that room for sure coming over from Duke. Next, a very surprise signing out of the transfer portal was the former quarterback, now turned slot receiver, Sam Jackson, coming over from Cal. Super athletic young man who showed flashes during the A-Day of that athleticism, people speaking highly of him during camp about the athleticism. Of course, the former high school wide receiver and quarterback, but at the time when Peyton Thorne was there at high school, Sam Jackson was his leading receiver on that team. So you found some camaraderie there for a former athlete that was in the position to be able to catch passes from Peyton Thorne, now finding a home at slot receiver at Auburn. So looking forward to seeing how he's utilizing this offense. Next up, very big signing, probably of the signings that happened during the offseason, the most marquee. Oh, excuse me, I skipped somebody. So I teased up the wrong name. But Gage Keys is next, not the most hyped up one. But Gage Keys, big signing for an interior defensive lineman, and something that Auburn definitely needs. And as we get into the other portion, I think will continue to be a thing of need in the transfer portal. But Gage Keys coming over from Kansas, had some good success with the last Kansas transfer defensive lineman. Hopefully the same can be said for Gage Keys. Now, the guy who I did all the hyping for, Perry Lewis, the offensive tackle from Mississippi State, coming over. Huge signing for Auburn because it's a very big position of need. It allows you to kick Dylan Wade to the inside as an interior guard for your team and not have to play on the outside. And so he's at a position that's more suited for his progression to the next level. Hopefully he'll be able to make that transition well. But Perry Lewis coming over to give you some more quality starting capable depth at the offensive tackle position. Good to get him in on there. Trill Carter is next coming up from Texas. Actually, the next two are Texas folks coming over from Texas. Trill Carter, the defensive lineman, and then Jaron Thompson from Texas, the safety. So you get good experience. You know, I talked about the loss of Donovan Kaufman. The addition of Jaron Thompson was one that allows you to absorb that loss a little bit better because you have some experience for the experience that you lost there in the safety room and experience at the Power 5 level. Now SEC team in Texas, but at the P5 level, at a team that competes really well defensively, you now have some experience with both Trill Carter and Jaron Thompson to be able to round out those groups. Then you got in a guy in Antonio Kite that a lot of hype was around him coming over from that school across the state at cornerback. Looking forward to seeing how he progresses and his ability to be able to compete for one of those outside positions. But that rounds out the guys coming in from the transfer portal. And I think that, you know, a few of these guys are going to get significant snaps this year. Of course, Perry Lewis, I expect. Jaron Thompson, I expect. Rico Walker's going to slide in, play some. Trill Carter's going to play this season. Gage Keys is going to play this season. Not sure about whether or not any of the other guys who were there from the transfer portal. Let me just look back through this list again. Sam Jackson will likely rotate and play some this season. Mousey will likely rotate in and play some this season. Robert Lewis is definitely going to be factoring into that wide receiver race. So some really quality, when you look at guys from the transfer portal, and this is the thing, you know, that you have to look at when you talk about the attrition from the transfer portal versus the guys that you get back in from the transfer portal. How much of the guys that you lost did you expect to play snaps this season, right? And if we're being honest and looking at this, you know, objectively, I don't know how much Jair Shorter was going to play. He didn't play very much last season. I don't know that he would have made a big difference this season. Same thing for Malcolm Johnson. He played some last year, but was he going to factor in heavily into the wide receiver race this season? Not sure about that. But you got a guy in Robert Lewis that you know can play the slot and the outside receiver that's going to do that for you, right? Amari Kelly didn't play a lot. Robert Lewis should play snaps for you. So you got a lot back, even though you didn't get them back in numbers. Aniche Sledge, Steven Sings, Wilkie Dinad. How much were those guys going to play for you this year? Not very sure. I do think Trill Carter is going to play for you quite a bit in the interior defensive line. I do think that Gage Keys is going to get some rotational snaps there for you at the defensive line. So, yeah, quality back. Donovan Kaufman exits to the portal. Cam Riley exits to the portal. You get a Mousy and you get a Jaron Thompson back. Those guys are going to play snaps for you. So you got a pretty even exchange in terms of snap distribution for guys that you lost versus guys that you're bringing back into the portal, from the portal, I should say. So I think Auburn did a really good job of finding and filling the needs for specific rooms in the portal during that first period, even though that's something that Coach Freeze had admitted to himself he hadn't really done a very good job of. But I think if you look at what you got back for what you lost, Auburn actually was able to right the ship, right? Like, I don't know that you changed the trajectory of your team a lot in the transfer portal with some home run, other than maybe what Perry Lewis is going to potentially bring to you at offensive tackle in a position you really, really needed to get quality depth and potentially a starter now from that spot without having lost any starters from that, from the transfer portal. Very good job of that pickup right there. So I think overall, when you look at the transfer portal thus far, even though Coach Hugh Freeze doesn't feel like he's done a good job of that, I think a very solid job of keeping you at status quo while upgrading yourself through the high school talent. So the offseason paid some really good dividends for Coach Hugh Freeze thus far. All right, let's take a quick break here, and let's go and talk a little bit when we get back from that break about maybe some of the places where Auburn is going to be going in the future and revisit some of the places where there's needs, and I think that they need to focus. As always, the Morning Drop is brought to you, though, by the folks at the Rogue Shop. Make sure you head to rogueshop.com and use code REPORT when you do to get you something off your purchase at America's number one online dispensary for sleep, stress, anxiety, and pain relief. Rogue Shop's got something for you, so you hit them up. Got great products over there, great customer service over there. Everyone who has dealt with them has talked about the great service. Make sure you continue to patronize the folks that help support the War Report, and that's the folks over at the Rogue Shop here with the Morning Drop. Again, use code REPORT when you do that.
War Report family, you are listening to the Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Drop! Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your Morning Drop.
Let's get back into our conversation, though, and let's talk about where Auburn needs to go into the portal. And again, at the time of this recording, there have been no new names, and I'm going to refresh this list just to see if there's been anybody added since I started doing this, and there hasn't been. But Auburn's going to need some defensive linemen, right? Like, when you look at the defensive line as it stands right now, particularly the interior defensive line, and this is something we've talked about multiple times. This is something we've heard from Coach Freeze. He wants to play tempo. And in order for him to feel confident in his ability to go tempo more often, not only do you need to get first downs and the offense needs to handle its business, but even if you're getting first downs, the confidence in that coach, in Coach Hugh Freeze, to call the plays at tempo is going to have a lot to do with how much he feels confident in his defensive line's ability to rotate and be fresh, right? So if you're trying to go tempo and you get a first down, it's like, all right, we're going to go tempo the next time, and you don't get to that next first down and you're not getting 5-6 play drives, or maybe you're scoring in 4 or 5 plays and your defense is right back out there on the field, you want to be able to send a fresh pair of defenders out there on the defensive line to be able to go into that next series and not have to send those guys right back out there that just got off of the field. And that's something Coach Hugh Freeze didn't feel like he could do confidently last season. So you need guys to step up on the interior there. Again, that's why the additions of Gage Keys and Trill Carter were so important, why you need to be able to have guys like Kildrick Falk make the next step and Jason Jones to continue to play well for you on the interior. Again, I know I just said the phrase Jason Jones continue to play well, and some people were probably like, eh? What do you mean continue to play well? I'm not as down on Jason Jones as some people seem to be in the internet world out there that I've seen conversations about him. I think he's been very solid for Auburn, but he does need to step his play up a little bit. And I expect in his final season of collegiate football that he's going to do just that. And then you're going to have some guys like DJ Reed that hadn't had an opportunity last season that need to come in and play well. And Bobby Jameis and Travis, who need to come in and play well for you. And I think that they have the potential to do that. But you need to have those guys be able to be good rotational pieces. And you need some people to be there in case of injury and all of the things that happen throughout the natural process of a collegiate football season. So defensive line is going to be a place I think that Auburn is going to focus on. Now, the guys that I think were rumored or people were most excited about that I don't know have materialized, the biggest name that was out there was Phillip Blitty. I believe I'm pronouncing his name properly, but he was in the transfer portal, still is in the transfer portal from Indiana. And there were a lot of speculations because, you know, when he first hit the transfer portal, you know, people were really looking, saying, okay, this could be a guy that could be on Auburn's team, but nothing ever really materialized out of that. I don't know if he wasn't satisfied with what he saw from Auburn or if Auburn, you know, decided they wanted to go in a different direction. But at any rate, he's still in the transfer portal. So I do wonder if now during this next period, whether that gets revisited or not for a good interior defensive lineman. As far as other names, there haven't been a lot of other names that have been linked, but you definitely want to start the conversation with guys who, you know, have had P5 experience. So you want to look at maybe a name like Bryce Langston that was on that LSU defense as a possibility. You know, you could definitely look at a guy like Jameel Burrows that was there at Miami. Now, again, these names might not be the most highly sought after names out there in the world, but they are solid defensive linemen that could potentially be able to come in and play immediately for you because they've competed at that P5 level. You know, a guy like Marcus Bradley that played on that UMass defense that was a very disruptive defense last season could be an interesting one to look at. But I think that this is going to be a focus for this staff. You know, Coach Freeze has said so himself. They need to get more depth along the defensive line. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they're able to fill that out. But this is the thing I want people to remember, especially when we get over into this next category of wide receivers, is that it's difficult to find transformative players in that second portal window. You're really looking for solid contributors that fit a specific mold. However, it's not impossible. If you all remember, Keon Coleman was a second portal window guy, right? Like he came out the same time that Peyton Thorne did, and he absolutely was transformative for that Florida State offense. Having said that, I like the prospects of a guy. Now, I don't know kind of what he's looking at doing, but a guy that just hit the portal recently doesn't fit the size profile necessarily that Coach Freeze would want for an outside receiver, but Keandre Lambert-Smith hit the portal from Penn State, and he's a guy that I kind of like. You know, I kind of like what he was able to present. He's more of a speed guy from Penn State, but interesting that he is in the transfer portal, and very interested to see what happens with him because I don't know kind of where his leanings are coming out of the transfer portal. Another very interesting name at the wide receiver position is a guy that's very familiar with Auburn and familiar with some of the people that are currently on Auburn's team, and that's Carmelo English. Now, he was a guy that was there from Michigan, initially had committed to Auburn. That commitment wavered under the previous coaching staff. I do wonder whether Carmelo English would be a guy that this coaching staff goes back and looks at as potentially bringing him in the transfer portal. He is a guy that doesn't really, again, fit the size profile that Coach Freeze likes as an outside receiver. So I'm not sure how much the interest would actually be there for a guy like Carmelo English. But he's a guy that I think would consider it because, again, he initially was going to come to Auburn and it would be closer to home for him. So going to be interested to see whether or not he's a guy that gets some consideration. And then there's some other familiar faces, names that are out there in the transfer portal that were former Auburn Tigers. Don't have any connection to this staff, but you know, some familiarity with the campus. And that's guys like Xavion Capers, who is back in the transfer portal. And a guy who I was really high on when he was at Auburn and was disappointed to see him go into the portal. Elijah Kenyon is back in the transfer portal. Now, again, nothing that they've done on the field is going to wow you, but I just like, now those two guys do fit the profile of what you would want in a Coach Hugh Freeze wide receiver, right? Like Elijah Kenyon, 6'3", 190, a huge catch radius. He is the kind of guy that Coach Freeze would want to go after for an outside receiver. So I'd be interested to see whether or not he's a guy that gets a call back. Again, this is not me providing any sort of intel on, oh, I've heard about this guy. I don't know. But I do know that there are a few guys that are out there that do fit the size profile of the outside receiver. And that's the biggest place where Auburn is going to have need. Again, when you, if you go back and listen to my potential guys that I thought would be leaving from Auburn into the transfer portal, a couple of them are wide receivers, and they both play kind of that tweener inside-outside receiver guys, but mostly going to be utilized as an outside receiver in this system, which means that I think that the coaching staff is going to be looking for guys that fit that outside receiver. You know what you've got in Cam Coleman. He's shown to be the real deal. I think Perry Thompson is going to, as well, from a size and athleticism perspective, jump right in and be the kind of guy you need. I talked about Robert Lewis and how he can be an outside receiver for you. And then I like the progress that you've seen from Cam Brown, but I think that they still want to get one, maybe two more receivers that could be outside receivers in this system. So that, again, we talk about the defensive line and wanting to run a lot of tempo. If they want to go four wide more often, or they want to go in 12 personnel more often and only have two receivers out there, in order to run tempo, you need to be able to rotate those receivers frequently so that you're able to keep guys fresh in the fourth quarter. So, and then again, you want to have some attrition insurance against injuries and things of that nature. So I am looking for one to two receivers, but we'll be interested to see what kind of guys they're going after. And I anticipate those guys to be taller, bigger body receivers that have that catch radius and ability to go and do that sort of thing. But that's it, man. That's enough of me talking. I do want to hear from you. Who do you think that Auburn should go after in the transfer portal? I know there's a lot of speculation going out there. And then are there some particular positions outside of defensive line and wide receiver that you think would get a look from Auburn? I don't think Auburn's going to go after a quarterback, so no need to really get into that conversation. But let's talk about some of the other positions that you think might be of interest for this Auburn staff. Love to hear your thoughts on that. And I look forward to reading that in the comments section. Before you get out of here, make sure that you patronize the Rogue Shop once again. Make sure that you like this video. Make sure you are subscribing to the channel. Make sure you are sharing the content with somebody else. But we will be back with another morning drop tomorrow morning, giving you more information. Maybe there is some more movement between now and tomorrow morning in the transfer portal for us to talk about. But that's it. That's all I got for you today. Until the next time, and as always, War Eagle.
Drop! Drop!